This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with actress Kathy Baker. You know her from Picket Fences. And now she's in a new movie with the late Robin Williams, his last screen appearance. But first, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is running for president. The governor announced he's running for president this week. He says, I'm running for president because Americans deserve a leader who will fight and win for them. Walker becomes one of the seven current or former Republican governors to enter the 2016 race and the only one to survive a recall election in his own state. His strategy is to win Iowa, and an Iowa Republican says he's clearly the front runner and there's a lot of interest in him here, but I still think he has a lot of work to do. Walker said, I'm running for president to fight and win for the American people. Without sacrificing our principles, we won three elections in 4 years in a blue state. We did it by leading. Now we can do the same thing for America. The words of Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who enters a crowded GOP field for the presidential nomination next year. Mexico's billionaire drug lord El Chapo gloated on Twitter after escaping a maximum security jail, taunting authorities and threatening presidential candidate Donald Trump. The head of the powerful Sinaloa cartel broke out of jail last Saturday morning about 50 miles outside of Mexico City. He escaped through a mile-long tunnel that led to a nearby building under construction where he changed clothes. He used his son's Twitter account to fire back at Trump, who had said the drug lord embodies everything that is wrong with Mexico. Meanwhile, Trump has asked the FBI to look into the threatening tweet that he received. Sources say Trump contacted the FBI office in Manhattan. Trump released a statement Monday saying, I'm fighting for much more than myself. I'm fighting for the future of our country, which is being overrun by criminals. You can't be intimidated. This is too important. Caitlyn Jenner addressed the crowd at the 2015 ESPY Awards this week after she received the Arthur Ashe Courage Award. Jenner said that young transgender people shouldn't be bullied for their differences. This transition has been harder on me than anything I could have imagined, she said. Trans people deserve something vital. They deserve your respect. It's not just about one person. It's about thousands of people. It's about all of us accepting one another. We're all different. It's not a bad thing. Jenner acknowledged the importance of athletics in making her who she is. She said, I also want to acknowledge all the young trans athletes out there getting to play sports as they truly are. You know actress Kathy Baker as the three-time Emmy winner from TV's Picket Fences. She plays Robin Williams' wife in Boulevard, which turned out to be the last performance from Robin Williams. Kathy, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. So let's talk about Boulevard. This, of course, is going to be getting attention because of Robin Williams' last performance, it seems. What can you tell us about, you play his wife in the movie, what kind of a movie will we see when we go see Boulevard?
Yeah, you're going to see a quiet movie, an introspective movie, a movie about a marriage. You're going to see Robin just giving his heart and soul in a wonderful performance. He's a deeply closeted man married to me for 40 years. We're happy, we're in love, we're best friends, but the romantic and the sexual part isn't there because we both know deep down that he's gay. But you know, there are marriages like this. I actually have known a couple myself. It just kind of shows how far we've come, right? Because 40 years ago, it was hard to come out, especially depending on the family you had or where you lived. And so there were many men and women who found a partner they loved and they wanted to spend the rest of their life with them. But then in this case, it just falls apart. He just can't hold on to it. He meets a beautiful young man on the street, on the boulevard, and it all falls apart. It's a beautiful little movie.
Now, in the movie, do you two have children?
No, we don't. We don't.
Yeah, of course, that would really complicate things, and often is the reason why people don't express themselves.
Exactly, yes. Yes, it is. And the two couples I can think of that I know who this happened to, they did have children, and it is quite difficult. Although, in the end, and the people that I know, the kids accept it, and life goes on. But it must be quite traumatic and difficult in the beginning for everybody.
We're talking with Kathy Baker, the actress who's in the new movie Boulevard with Robin Williams. And I suppose everyone's asking you the same question, but did you sense anything about Robin Williams' behavior that would lead you to believe that he was, suicidal or going to think about taking his own life?
No, absolutely not. Robin was quiet when he was with us. He wasn't playing Mork, you know, but he wasn't... He didn't seem sad. He was funny, quietly funny. He was full of energy, wanted to work. I know he was riding his bike. His wife visited him. He seemed to just be, you know, in the mood of the movie. If I asked myself why is he quiet, I would just think it was because he was such a wonderful actor that, you know, he wanted to concentrate on the focus of the movie. So no, absolutely no idea. And I saw him again in Vancouver when he was making Night at the Museum 3 and I was making Age of Adeline, and we had dinner, and it was just Robin, you know.
What time frame were you filming Boulevard?
We actually filmed it 2 years ago. A year ago, it was at Tribeca, not this current Tribeca. I think 2014 it was at Tribeca Film Festival. And then, you know, after the festivals, you wait for a distributor. But then, of course, when he passed away, I think everything had to be sort of put on hold for a little while.
Yeah. Now, where were you and what was your reaction when you heard that he had passed?
Oh, well, I was in my house. I live in L.A. I was just coming down the stairs. My husband said, he said, "Come here, Kathy, I have to tell you something." And he told me. And I didn't believe it. I said, "I don't believe it," you know, because there's hoaxes all over the internet, right?
Right.
I mean, you hear about these hoaxes. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't fathom it. It just didn't sink in. And then it was all over the place after that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you think of this? You've seen the movie now. What do you think of this final performance?
Oh, it's just wonderful, really. I mean, I actually only saw it before he passed away, and so I haven't seen it since he did. I think it would be really hard to. I haven't had the courage yet to see it since he passed, but he's fabulous in this. You know, he was a great actor. You know, look at his performances in Good Will Hunting and Dead Poets Society. He was a great actor, infusing comedy and drama and in every moment. And he just let me go. You know, he was great. There's a last scene when I just rip into him, and he's wonderful. He gives me all kinds of space to just go for it. And when we were working, after every take, he'd always say, "Now, is that what you wanted to do? Do you want to do something else?" He was just the best.
Always willing to do another take if you wanted it, yeah.
Exactly. Just wanted to be sure I was happy.
Wow.
No?
You know, I had the pleasure of meeting him briefly when he was filming The World According to Garp nearby.
Oh, that's a great one, right?
Yeah, and they had this is funny, actually. They had a news, you know, there was so much media interest where I live about the movie that they had a news conference featuring the director and Robin, and of course that was at the height of his popularity with, like you said, Mork and everything, and Glenn Close.
Oh.
And we were so naive, we thought Glenn Close was a guy. And when we showed up for the press conference, I had to use the men's room, and I walk in, and there's Robin Williams. And to this day, I regret not saying something or, you know, trying to be funny or anything, but it was the men's room, so I didn't say anything.
Right.
And he was very quiet. He came back out and he said to an assistant, he said, "I'd really like some salad or something to eat." Very quiet. And as soon as he walked around the table and the lights came on, he went into zany Robin Williams, you know, stream of consciousness Robin Williams, and he was hysterical. But it was so funny to see him off camera and then on camera. So I definitely understand what you're saying about how he could be quiet and then turn it on when the cameras are on.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, he was a remarkable guy. So what's your lasting memory of him, do you think?
Ooh, that's a good question. I know we're on radio and I shouldn't take too much time to think. I felt like I took a big pause there.
Oh, that's okay. You can take as much time as you want.
I'm trying to think, wow, there's so many. My lasting memory of him. You know what? I was just telling you that we met in Vancouver. We had dinner. We were each making separate films. Our hotels were a block apart, and we arranged to have dinner one night when we both were off shooting. And I think my lasting memory will be he just walked me after dinner. He walked me from his hotel. We'd had a car, and the car dropped us off at his hotel, and he walked me to my hotel. I think that last walk, which was, again, about a long block. Just walking along, could have linked arms, chatting. He wasn't much taller than me, so we were kind of walking, you know, in sync, just walking down the street, chatting in the night in Vancouver.
Wow, what a great memory. Well, Kathy Baker, thank you so much for joining us. We've always admired your work on TV and in the movies, and we look forward to Boulevard.
Thank you very much. You ask great questions, Mike.
Well, you have great answers. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
With Emmy-winning actress Kathy Baker from the new movie Boulevard with Robin Williams, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. John's 12-year-old daughter, Molly, usually gets home from school around 3 o'clock. When she wasn't home by 5, John was worried. By the time it got dark, John was freaking out. He wanted to call the police, but he's heard that to file a missing persons report, the person has to be missing for at least 24 hours. Is this true? The Final Verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Everybody loves heroes and everybody loves dogs. Put them together and you get the slightly cheesy but fetching Max the Minivan.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
There is no 24-hour rule to report a missing person. In the case of an adult, 24 hours is often given to see if a person appears on their own. But if you know of a missing child, call the police immediately. Do not wait 24 hours. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff, so at work, should a man open the door for a woman or help with their chair? Surprising times. Well, politeness is back in style. In fact, companies are once again looking for polite individuals and even teaching courses in etiquette. Here's the social science of it.
Now, let's all be polite.
Should a man open the door for a female? Yes, with a twist. If you're in corporate America, first ask, do you object to my opening the door? Next, who pays the restaurant check, the man or the woman? Whoever invites pays. Finally, on an elevator, do you wait for females to exit first? No. When the door opens, closest person exit first.
Why be polite? She's a drunk.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Good manners. They're important. They help others feel safe and secure. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.